not a fan. I hate the band.
Okay, you guys didn't play tonight because one of your band members had an accident.
Lachlan broke his arm rollerblading, and rollerblading is for little girls.
No, we won't go there. You guys got any upcoming gigs?
We're playing on the 23rd of March at the Back Door in Penrith, which should be a big show. I implore you all to get down there because
it's an all-ages gig.
All ages.
Excellent. Now, I've got a question. Covers for bands, what do you think about that?
Covers? Yeah. What do you mean, like bands playing covers?
Yeah, do you think that, you know, it's a good thing? Or would you rather see more covers, less covers?
I think cover bands are terrible, actually, and this is the truth. I speak from my heart.
Yeah, well, that's your personal opinion. We can value that here on Swire FM.
Well, what do you think of the new version of Big Yellow Taxi?
Counting Crows are rad. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind if a band does one cover in their set, because if you don't know them and you go and you hear a song that you know and it's cool to sing along and everyone's united and stuff. But cover bands are terrible because they take work away from originals bands. You know what I mean?
Like, I'd have to agree with you on some point there.
Some point, which was.
Taking it away from the local bands. I agree with you on. Any other questions? I don't know. I've just been throwing the microphone and for 10 minutes or so. So, you know, I'm here.
Don't ask me what this thing is on my nose.
No, I think we've already been there. So, Nathan, you're a diehard Swire FM listener, fan, aren't you? Because the rest of your band's gone home and you're still here at 10:45.
Because my girlfriend's at work and I have nothing better to do.
Excellent. I suppose she's listening to the radio. Anyway, if you want to support Swire FM in obtaining a permanent license,
this
is the way to go about it. Write a letter and send it to Post Office Box 221 Doonside, New South Wales 2767. Off the tongue like it's nothing. 15 minutes to 11. And we've got a promo, have we?
And no, we've got Bomber with Cop Show queued up.
Here on Swire FM, let's go to it.
Today may be Swire FM's last broadcast for a while, but we want you to know out there that we'll be back, because we love you guys. Swire FM 99.9, thinking of you in our absence.
Yeah. But we'll be back though. It's okay.
Yeah! A cop show in a song. 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 Expectations were broken. They say that the policeman was just talking. Push or hide, step inside. Where is that promised paradise? Oh. A cop show in a soul. A cop show in a soul. So we got to leave the doors open. Cast 22 when the lovers had spoken. Talk is cheap, get no sleep. Flashback.
And that was Bomber with Cop Show.
Police
and
are breath testing throughout New South Wales roads. Soir. They could be testing the street you're driving on now and the back roads you use to get home. Not only at night, but during the day as well. In fact, every police car is an RBT unit. And this week, they'll test around 40,000 drivers. It's only a matter of time before you get caught. If you don't stop yourself, we will. Drink driving. It's a crime. A message from the RTA.
This Friday at midnight, Swire FM will cease broadcasting for 3 months to allow another broadcaster to use the 99.9 FM frequency. Swire FM is expected to return to air on the 1st of June 2003. We ask all our listeners to write to us at PO Box 221 at Doonside, New South Wales 2767 and support our application for a full-time licence. Swire FM would like to thank you for your support and we wish you a happy and safe 3 months.
Hello.
Hello, and you've been listening to the live broadcast this afternoon, which kicked off around about 5 o'clock this afternoon. We played four live bands live to air. Each band got a recording of their set. The bands we had were Carbola, New Horizon, Drysdale and Sweet FA, and they're all fantastic. What did you think of the night, Nathan, seeing your drummer break his arm? Gee, he's copping a bruising tonight for that.
Yes, he is. We would have loved to have played it, but if these things happen, and life goes on.
That's right, and hopefully next time we'll get you on the air doing the same thing.
Hell yeah.
Now you've chosen, now Matt, Slash, Richo, yes. JBF, Rachel, we're all in the studio. Do you guys want to say something? You haven't got much time left. Paul Matthews, who's in his hot gear, is going to do some hot tubbing music for you guys tonight.
Oh, please, that brings such bad mental images. We
moist
really
images.
Enjoyed Jules what you set up with now. the Mizzos bands coming in. That was fantastic of you. Thank you, Jules. Thank you so much.
No worry. I'm glad that it all panned out well. So that's great. And as once again, as everyone's come in tonight in their own time to put this show to air, it's gone off well, I reckon.
Definitely gone off. Speaking of going off.
Now, speaking of going off, we're going to go off very shortly because Paul Matthews is going to do his thing. Now, Nathan, tell us you wanted to play some music and I've got a CD in the CD thing. Oh, actually, I might just quickly say too, I've only just done a rough count and there's been 56 bands that have been aired on the Muso show to date, but I think there's another 50 that I haven't mentioned and probably another 20 after that. So if you're a local talented band out there, we'd like to hear from you in 3 months' time. Nathan, go for it.
I just want to play some Boxcar Racer because I love these guys. It's Travis and Tom from Blink 182. This is their side project, and it's a very, very good band.
And thanks again too, Nathan, for coming in tonight.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.
times I wish I was brave. I wish I was stronger. Wish I could feel no pain. Wish I was young. Wish I was shy. I wish I was honest. Wish I was you, not I. 'Cause I feel so mad. I wish I was smart. I wish I made cures for how people are. I wish I had power. I wish I could lead. I wish I could change the world for you and me. 'Cause I feel so mad. I feel so angry. Feel so careless. So lost, confused, just can't feel so cheap. So used, unfaithful.
This is Sleep With My Friends, and it's dedicated to...
No, the song we just played.
Oh, that was I Feel So by Boxcar Racer. How good was it?
It was damn good. What do you reckon, WF?
I thought it was quite choice.
Choicey.
Choice bro.
Choicey, they're very choicey.
All right, now we're going to go to a Cherry Prep song. Quickly, mate, plug where you're playing next.
Sleep With My Friends, and it's dedicated to my friend Rachel. Aww.
Does that have a
boom, boom.
Meaning?
And what's coming up after us, Matt? Quick.
All right, Jules, next. Sorry, I think I've just blown everyone away there. Coming up next, we've actually got Spars Remember the Past show. That's
Behind the
Tights. Yes.
Nice.
That can happen shortly. There's a lot of people here. This is a surprising amount of people here at the moment, just watching us in the studio.
Bit of a goldfish bowl.
Yes. Jules, just while you're here and I've got you on the mic, I'd like to thank you for the work this evening and all the bands that have come in. You've got come in. Thanks, Jules. For all of this, for Spar FM.
And I think Paul's going to speak with Sweet FA briefly. But anyway, it's coming up.
Come clean. Tell me what you do.
Attention Swire FM listeners, Swire FM will cease broadcasting this Friday, the 28th of February at midnight. It is expected we will recommence broadcasting on June the 1st, 2003. The off-air period is to allow a neighbouring station to use the 99.9 frequency, as Swire FM is not fully licensed at this time. We ask all our listeners to please support Swire FM's application for a full-time broadcasting licence by writing to us at Post Office Box 221 Doonside, New South Wales 2767. For any further information, please phone our office on 9676 2723. Everyone at Swire FM would like to thank all our listeners for their continued support past, present and future.
Bill always did the driving on our long trips. We'd been on the road for a few hours. He was tired and irritable. I should have said, let's take a break, but he would have thought that I was nagging. Nagging. We crashed. I just feel so guilty.
Stop, revive, survive. A message from the RTA.
SWRFM.
Yes, SWRFM. And this isn't very often that I get to do a show on Swire. In fact, I think this is the only live show I've done in this past 3 months of broadcasting. But I'm my name's Paul, and I'm the...
Hey, Paul.
Sole remaining surviving founding member of Swire FM. And we're just going to head back down memory lane. What I've done lately is I've gone into the bowels, actually.
Really?
Down into the depths.
Disgusting.
And completely down into the vault and got out some original stuff from the original time that Swire first broadcast. And we're just going to listen to that. We've actually got the guys from Sweet FA in here.
Is this on?
Yeah, it is.
All right, cool.
So they've just been thrashing it out. What do you think, guys, about playing to the huge crowd out there at the Blacktown Showground tonight?
It's unbelievable.
It was a nice breeze.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, the place was just totally going off, you know, and it was just fantastic. You know what it's all about. I think this is the second time you've come and done a live band's, well, in this case it's live band's night for Swire FM. It's always a great sound, always great to get bands in. We had a bit of a... catastrophe this afternoon. It started raining and we had to move the bands, but fortunately we had enough cable, so we just moved them under a shelter next to the building, which is about 50 metres away from Swire.
Where were we going to play?
We were going to play just outside here.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, want to say anything else on the air?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks Swire FM for the opportunity to play.
Always good, because since its first inception, Swire FM had as part of its number one credo, number one aim and objective, is to be fun.
Yes.
And community radio should be fun.
Well, in that case, I had fun tonight.
That's right. That's great to hear that, because it started out of a group of friends. I was one of them. Ken Jones and Anite Khan were two others.
Kenny, good bloke.
And Ken and Anite.
Back in Nam.
They've moved on now, and they're still listening and that sort of thing. But
said passed on.
Yeah, some one of them have in some way.
Sorry about that.
A bit of water's gone under the bridge. No, he hasn't. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so it started out of a... it almost started by accident, really, Swire FM. It was a real bit of a prank, you know. We're not going to go into some of the negative stuff, but we'd just been given a really bad rebuff by another community aspirant way back in 1991, and had been basically kicked out of something we were never in. And so we decided, well, what if there was a community radio station where anyone could just come and get on the air without all the politics and all the mucking around and all the, you know, like boards saying, oh, I don't like your kind of music, you can't broadcast on this station and this sort of thing. What if we could just cut through all that and just have a community station where the community is actually on the air? So that's what Swire FM was born out of. Its first test broadcast was actually held before the station was even incorporated. It was just a bit of a prank. We begged, borrowed and in some case stole gear from all over the place. The first test was actually produced in a little, shall we say, I won't call it a toilet because that'll get me into trouble, but it was certainly a back room.
It was a toilet.
It was a porta dunny.
Yeah. It was a back room at Emerton Baptist Church, which has long been sold, I think. It's on Pop and Dedder Road at Emerton. It was on a high site, so it's high enough to put the antenna straight on top of the building. 7 days long, started on the 28th, I think. No, sorry, the 24th of January 1992 at 8 a.m. That's when Swar first went on the air.
My dear Lord.
It's a long time. We still haven't got a license.
Great memory to remember.
Well, I've got a little sheet to help me.
What we're going to do? One of them.
What we're going to do tonight is we're going to listen through a couple of memories, and then I think after that, around 11:30, we're going to go into that mode of Swar FM saying goodbye. And during that time, or during this time, we're going to hear from everyone in this studio and outside and everything as well. And we just want to hear what community radio means to them, just as what they think community radio means. So dwell on that, all everyone at the moment, for a little while, because you're going to have to talk about that in a little while.
Dwelling.
But until then, we're going to have a quick classic, a song which meant a lot back in the very...
No.
Hallelujah! I don't think I'm going to turn them off.
He's trying to be... Oh, no.
It meant a lot back in the early days of Swar. Just listen to the words if you're out there listening and it's a quiet night. It embodied a lot of what Swar FM was about. It was a song by Kathy Dennis, Too Many Walls.
Slash
it's Tawara FM, and you are tuned to the Blacktown Fairfield Hollow Community Radio on broadcasting on 100.3 megahertz.
Bzz, wrong.
That's right. We're actually broadcasting on 99.9 megahertz. Or are we broadcasting on 88.3 megahertz?
Nope.
Actually, Swire FM...
That would depend on how far back into the history of Swire FM you would want to go.
Swire FM have broadcast on all three frequencies. When we first started broadcasting, we were broadcasting on 88.3 megahertz. And we did so until the end of 92.
First off, though, Paul, I would like to say a big welcome to you here in the studio. As you said before, you don't get to come in here very much. But
no, I don't.
Just before we start, I would like to thank you for throwing this show together tonight. Swire, Remember the Past show?
Yes, we're going to go back, way back.
We've
back
also
to the beginning.
Got Richard and Mr. Slash here in the studio with us.
Yes,
that's correct indeed, yes.
Yes, and I've been a broadcaster for around the same time as Matt, maybe a bit longer. But I've been actually broadcasting on radio for 6 years, but been here for three.
There's a lot of people who've been around at Swire for a long time, and a lot of people have only been here for 5 minutes, but that's what community radio is all about, the community on the air. So we're going to listen right now. What did it say? Just turn your Wayback Machine back to the 24th of January 1992 at 8 a.m, right? The very first song that was played on Swire FM, as most people would know, was Jesus Jones, Right Here, Right Now. The reason for that is that we're right here, we're right now. While everyone's talking else about community radio, while everyone was talking about doing something, Swire FM comes along and actually does it. And that's always been a theme of Swire FM. We actually do something right here. We are right here. We are right now. That's why that song is the first Swire song. Always the first and always the last. We always use that song. And I think we still do.
Yes,
I think we're planning to anyway. So back then, Swire FM was broadcasting on 88.3. And for those people who want to hear what it would have been like, here we are.
The Psychedelic Furs and Heartbreak Beat. And I'd play that for Mrs. Zabo, who has...
That's the wrong one. I've actually got to go back to track one.
Typical Swire. There you go.
Yeah, typical
Very
Swire.
Much so.
On 88.3 FM SWR Test Broadcasting, that is our theme song and a song that you will hear quite often throughout this test, and a very appropriate song for us because this is, we feel, the ideal time to start community radio in the Penrith Blacktown area, and this is what it's all about. Good morning, Paul.
You're listening to SWR's first test broadcast. We're test broadcasting at a power of 100 watts from our temporary studios in Emerton on a frequency of 88.3 megahertz. If you are picking us up, if you are liking what you're listening to, we are very anxious to have reception reports. Please call the studio direct on and give us an idea of how you're receiving us. That's
Thank you, Paul. Well, I'm an ICANN, and I'm going to be in until pretty much until this afternoon, playing you music, and I will of course fill you in later on our programs throughout the next 7 days. And we've got a very full program for you, and a lot of interesting things happening, Paul.
Yes. I might just quickly run you through today's program. This morning until 9:30 we have a night's studio opening program. Then at 9:30 we have the Marx Brothers for half an hour of their.
Actually, it's only 15 minutes. Marx Brothers are 15 minutes.
10 o'clock, we have an hour of classical music. 10 o'clock, we have 2 hours of classical music. 12 o'clock, we'll have the lunchtime concert, which today features Steve Winwood. 1 o'clock, we'll have a world of music with a lot of multicultural programming. At 2 o'clock, we've got Top 40 Favourites with Mr. Jeff Lawson. 4 o'clock, we've got Music with a Message, and that's with me, Paul. 5 o'clock, we've got Country Corner. 7 o'clock, Eye Opener with Ken Jones. That's an interesting one. And 9 o'clock, we have a New Wave Music Attack with John and Mike. And, of course, midnight till dawn, we have In Phase Overnight with all its album music.
A pretty full program. And as I said, I'll fill you in later on a lot of the things we've got coming up. Community radio is about filling the community in on what's happening around it. So if you are interested in community radio, as Paul has given you the number, call us on 832.
Okay, everybody, lie down on the floor and keep calm.
And as you can hear, the second song played on Swire FM was actually the KLF Last Train to Transcentral, I think it was.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, so that's what it sounded like on the 24th of January 1992. A bloody hot day, I might say so myself.
We had a very weird phone number back then, didn't we?
Yes. Actually, it was actually borrowed from a local childcare centre. We didn't even have enough money to pay for our own phone line. So while they were on holiday, we borrowed their phone lines.
Oh, okay.
And the entire project, the entire test broadcast went to air for $300.
Wow.
That was the whole thing.
Speaking of childcare phone lines, I mean, that would have been excellent when someone, poor parent, rang up to see how their child was. And Swire FM was there to answer the phone. And then vice versa, of course, when the childcare centre was there. And some people of the members of the public ring up, oh, can I have a request?
Yeah, it did actually happen, and I won't go into that. But suffice to say, the second test we had, 9832-1522 was our number originally. And then it became 9676-3999.
And
when
of
we
course,
moved here to Blacktown.
You know, we've got 999 at the end of our number, being the frequency, 99.9.
Anyway, I don't want to run out of time. It's 9:15. Would you like to hear the first real stuff-up on Swire FM? And it was the same morning.
That's always a good thing.
It was the same morning. And it's a beauty, I reckon. I found out the first real stuff-up, because community radio is full of it all the time. And it's what makes it special. So we're going
to
hear...
When you come to stuff-ups, I mean, there's just so many possibilities. What do we have? We've got power going off, transmitters blowing up, air conditioners blowing up. there's just so many things you can go into.
Well, we'll have a listen to this one.
So this next track we're playing for Susan, who requested some ABBA, but we'll also play this track for all those ladies down in the salon out there at Linnell's, and to Colleen, who's been listening. And Colleen's been probably our SWRFM's biggest supporter by way of through her husband Ken, and also by the great flower arrangement in the corner, which we absolutely appreciate.
Yeah, it certainly makes
has
a change, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, for all those people, Susan, Colleen, and the ladies out there at Linnell's, here's ABBA for you.
That's crazy. That's actually, I tend to think that's probably the sound of... Oh, no, it's not.
That is the sound effects tape. You left 2 CDs in the machine.
All right, well, we'll just try that again.
It's community radio.
I'll just let you know what that really was. That was actually a bar fight. Now we'll have it. ABBA.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, that's just what it was like... back in 1992 when Swire FM first started, which Jules is saying goodbye. We're just going to say goodbye to Jules.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jules.
Goodbye.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to drive all the way back to up the mountain.
Can listen to us on the way back.
Well, that's what I was going to do, actually.
Yeah,
well,
so enjoy.
I mean, you will pick us up pretty much all the way, because I don't think you'll be out of the range of the station before we actually do go off the air. Even if you stand right next to our transmitter, you won't be in range anyway, so...
But yes, I'll be listening hard.
Thumbs up, Jules. Yeah. I got this look there.
Technical-wise, no idea.
But thanks to everyone again tonight. They've done a marvellous job. And Paul, you're looking good in the spandex once again. And
oh, of course,
often.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, right. Sashi?
Everyone should be in spandex.
Absolutely.
Everyone.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't follow trends. I set them.
Setting the trend for Cathy Freeman, Ian Thorpe and all our sports
people.
Well,
that's right. You know, they've got the way to go, and they've realised it. So, you know.
That, of course, is the opinion of Paul and not all of us here at Swire FM.
I'm just wondering when the sports people are going to start wearing lap-laps.
Yeah, all right. Well, maybe next time.
Go back, Shervington!
Okay, but I Matt, Richard, I think we should go and get in like right now.
Mr. Slash.
Yeah, all right. Lycra didn't come into Swire FM's history until about 1997. I think it was the first time that Lycra had anything to do with Swire FM, but not really till 2000 when the Power Ranger, which is actually half present with us, I don't have the helmet here, visited us for the Blacktown Festival and climbed up and down and up and down an antenna on the back of a truck all the way through the festival.
Oh, yes.
And then proceeded to walk through the crowd all afternoon distributing pamphlets about the station's programming guide.
And then decided to go off in the corner and cool down because he was dying in the suit.
Yeah. Okay, continuing the situation, Swire FM's, another thing we've always done is outside broadcasts. And from local shopping centres, you name it, we've always been there. And one of the things we always did was did it live. And we did it live for 25 cents. We didn't do it. We just didn't want to pay $1,200 for a broadcast line, so we did it for 25 cents. And we used a normal telephone line. But for some reason, all the rest of the radio stations in Sydney couldn't work out why it didn't sound like a telephone line. Well, the reason it didn't sound like that is because we used a thing called a crossbar link. We can't do it anymore. The old crossbar's been scrapped. But back then we could do it, and it sounded a bit like this.
And this morning, Saturday, the 25th, we are broadcasting totally live. Live. I'm very musical, aren't I? And this morning, Saturday, the 25th, we are broadcasting totally live. Live.
Yeah, anyway, that's what it sounded like.
How do you get such good quality from a telephone
way
line?
Back then.
Live.
Well, you'll just have to be part of the Swire FM technical course when I finally get around to doing it to find that question out. Okay, now, another thing we had on the very first test was a band's day. We actually had a band's day on the very first test broadcast. We did 9 bands in one day. I don't think Swire FM has ever beaten that record. And we had the same production values that we have today. The sound was excellent. And to give you a bit of an idea, we're just going to listen to a little bit of a band called Medium Happy from the very first test, and it sounded a little bit like this.
Live. WRFM, oh, slight problems there. That was In Excess and Suicide Blonde. It's 20 minutes past 12 on Community Radio SWRFM, test broadcasting on 88.
These are highlights. Just ignore all the times, ladies and gentlemen.
We cross now live to our studio. That's live. We go live, and we present for you a band called Medium Happy.
Hello, and welcome to the Medium Happy experience. It's very good to be out here in the West. This is the very place of, it's the very roots of our first gig we played out in Parramatta a few months ago. And so it's an absolute pleasure. So in the next few minutes, I'd like you just to remember one message. Just sit back, or if you're in your car, just try to think, whilst you're listening, that there is no meaning to anything we're about to sing.
On SWR, that's where we live.
That's where we'll actually leave that. The reason the knight was talking at the top of that is I was actually pinched that from another highlights show that he was doing, so it's been used twice. Okay, yeah, so that's the very first, a little excerpt from the very, very, very first band's day way back in January 1992. Swire FM, amongst all things, has been a community. It's been about a community, not just the community that we broadcast to, but a community of people who are involved with the station, people who actually come in here and broadcast. The station currently, I don't know, has about 70, 80-odd members, and that represents a microcosm of the Blacktown, Fairfield and Holroyd communities. And it's fun to come in here and broadcast with your friends and your mates and make mistakes, and who gives a stuff, really, because... we're only human.
We all seem to give the stuff when we go on the air and go, I could talk, I could do a radio show.
Another thing that happened...
It seems to be quite a common thing for you, Mr. Slash.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, another thing that happened was, during the first test, was that it was a knight's birthday. And I think Susan Cooper was someone who... actually, I'll just play you a little excerpt of Susan Cooper. She is... So a lady who just happened to hear the broadcast, I think it was the first day we were on, happened to read about it in the paper and tuned in and became our first groupie. Now, we had one of our groupies in here tonight, Darren, I think it was, wasn't it, from Glaysville?
Yep.
The phone's ringing so someone can get that. Yeah, we had our groupie in here. This was our very first groupie, and within 2 days we had her in the studio broadcasting, and that's what Swire was all about.
Yeah, so this next track we're playing for Susan, who requested some ABBA, but we'll also play this
track.
I've
done it again, that's the wrong one. Number 3.
Movement Support Service. It's based at Emerton, but serves the whole of this local government area of Blacktown.
Thank you.
I'm Valerie Franzen. I'm the coordinator of the Biddle Community Support Service. We are located in Bidwell, just in the Uniting Church Centre alongside Bidwell Shops. I actually live in Bidwell as well as work in Bidwell, and I think Bidwell is a great place.
Thank you. I'm Trish Martin. I'm from the Women's Activities and Self-Help House, also in Bidwell, Mertis Crescent, commonly known as the Wash House.
I'm here primarily to tell you about our service, but to also talk about any...
Yeah, well, as you heard just then, a car did actually drive past the original Emerton studio there. Not quite as well soundproofed as our more modern one here at Blacktown.
Well, we have the trains that drive past us now.
Yeah, but at least we don't really
hear them... At least we have them soundproofing.
...quite as much as that. Yeah. Okay, now, I was going to go to the cutting of the cake. That's right, that's what I was going to do. This is what it sounded like. The last broadcast, the last hour of the first broadcast, was a bit like the last hour of this one. Everyone was a bit sad to see it go, that we'd had a week of really good times together.
Just and, in this case, it was time for 3 months.
Susan Cooper to bake a night can, a cake, and here it out it comes.
Ken's coming in here now, and we're going to have the live cutting of the cake. He's in the other studio, is he?
He's coming.
Oh, I've got to wait now.
Pad out.
Okay. 11 minutes past 8 on SWRFM. The mic level is very high. And he's going to...
We can have that ambience in stereo for our listeners.
Apologise. Okay.
I'm here. I got some Billy Idol.
Oh, good. Good, okay. Are we going to apologise to who? Donna and Leah?
Leah.
Okay.
We'll play another one.
All right, okay.
Happy birthday, Art.
Thank you very much, guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dan Ryan. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, there we go. Oh, look, that's great.
Chocolate
cake? Oh, 25. Yummy. Chocolate cake.
25 today.
25 today, yes.
25
yes.
today. Is that yes. the figures the right way around?
No, no, no. That's right, Lloyd. I assure you, Lloyd, that is correct. I'm only 25.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago. If at night, if you're out there listening, I'm sure you'll realise that was a long time ago. Yeah, you can hear that there was a rather large number of people in the studio because back then there wasn't a studio. It was actually just quite a large room with a big couch, actually two couches, and a couple of stand microphones, and everyone used to just sort of lounge in the couch, and that was it. So, very laid-back community radio back then, and still fairly laid-back now. Now, time's running out of the history show. We're going to have some more of these. On the next test, we'll actually put together, like, you know, some good history shows about Swire FM. And in a little while... Matt's going to take over the panel, and we're going to discuss after this... what people think community radio meant to them. But for the moment, we're just going to listen to what they thought it meant for them here and back then in 1992 and see if anything's changed regarding that. So this is what the people who were in the Swire FM studio when we signed off back in 1992 thought community radio was all about. Again. It was nine. It was on.
And Heartbreak Beat, and I'd say that for Mrs. Zabo, who has baked me a cake, and it is beautiful. And everyone's been eating it, and it is just great, and I really, really appreciate it. Sorry?
We've got the radio on.
Well, community radio. I'll tell you what community radio means to me, and then we'll go around the room.
We'll go around the white room, shall we?
Yes, all right. Community radio to me is what my birthday has been today. This morning when I got on air at about 8 o'clock and I said, today's my birthday and I'm going to play songs for myself, that phone rang for 45 minutes, and that's community radio. Community radio is Mrs. Zabo making me a cake. Community radio is my staff listening all day down where I work. Community radio is Greg and Erna coming in and playing a song for me, or Paul dedicating a whole hour to the songs I hate the most as a birthday present to me.
Is that the Prince one or what?
Yeah. Community radio is Colleen calling me first thing this morning and wishing me a happy birthday, or Ken humiliating me for the last 3 hours on community radio. Yeah, that's right. I was about to cut him off. Community radio is what we've set out for it to be in this area, and that is fun. It's really something we've strived and we've worked very hard as a team to achieve. Whoever says teamwork doesn't achieve, that's a load of, well, let's just say community radio at Penrith and Paul will understand. And so will the others who... Okay, Lloyd, that signs your ticket away. Community radio is what we've strived out to make it here. It's to be fun, and that's what we've tried to strive for. It's been fun. We're all sitting around here, and we're all dead tired, and we all could use, you know, at least 12 hours of sleep to get us back into kilter. But it's been fun. All the way along, it's been fun. I've worked on community radio before, and it's not been fun. And I think Ken and Paul will agree with me. We've been involved in all kinds of stuff, and it's never been fun. But this time, we've come up with the goods, and the community has supported us all the way along. That's what community radio is to me. Sorry?
We still need input from the community.
But we still need input, that's right across, but we'll get to that. Paul, what does community radio mean to you?
Community radio is the community on the radio.
Okay. Lloyd.
They can get into the radio whenever they need to. Not something that you have to qualify to get into. It's something that's different, not the same everyday stuff that you hear on top 40 radio stations and all that. So yeah. it provides the alternative.
Yeah. Some of the people who've been listening to our station this week, this test broadcast, have rung up and said that they've enjoyed listening to the change of music and of producers and
panel operators. I am going to fade it out, indeed. Yes, we're going to come back to 2003 now. But that's how it sounded back then about community radio. And I'm just going to play. I'm going to play one more track because I know Matt will want to hear this one. This is how it sounded at the very, very end of the first test when the studio transmitter was turned off.
Oh, I love that.
He just loves hearing the transmitter turn off. So we're going to play this one for him. That is the sound you will hear in approximately 23 minutes. And with that, I end the history show for this particular session.
Yes.
Yeah.
SWR-FM.
Yes, it's Matt behind the panel now at Swire FM 99.9, and I've actually got a song that I've wanted to play for someone in the studio tonight. Take a guess, it's for Mr. Slash, and I've been really wanting to dedicate this one to you, Mr. Slash. I know it's your favourite.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Star, trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise, under Captain Kirk.
Star, trekking across the universe.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James G. Kirk.
Ah, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, man.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, scrape them off, Jim.
Star trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise, under Captain Kirk.
Star trekking across the universe.
Can't change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Can't change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow.
You can't change the script, Jim. I'll see you, Jimmy.
It's worse than that. It's physics, Jim.
Bridge to engine room, warp factor 9.
Oh, if I give it any more, she'll blow up!
Across Blacktown, Fairfield and Holroyd, Swire FM 99.9, and we are discussing this evening with all these people in the studio what community radio means to you.
Righto, what community radio means to me is the same thing it meant in 1992, and that is the community on the air. All the while, people can come in that door out there, they can come in here and sit down on that panel and do their show without interference from any other management or anything like this, to say, okay, I want to play my style of music, I want to play my style of songs, and I want, well, within reasonable, you know, sort of allowances, I want to play, you know, I want to say my kind of things, and I'm going to do the show the way I want to. All the while that's going on, Swire FM will live on forever and ever. So that's what community radio means to me, the community on the air.
Let's move around the circle now.
Do I really have to say it?
Yes, you do.
Fun. Music. No commercials, and driving to work at 5 o'clock in the morning and listening to music, just fun.
All right, myself,
Mr. Slash.
Mr. Slash, me, for me, community radio is being able to make mistakes and laugh it off without worrying about someone turning around and saying, "Hey, you made a mistake. You're off the air." That's what community radio means to me, and also having a go.
Okay, Mr. Richard.
Yeah, almost the same as Mr. Slash. Being able to have a go and being able to express yourself. There you go.
Oh, very touching.
Actually, just first, Carlo, welcome. You haven't been on air all evening.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Actually, I said one word which sort of got faded out into the background.
Yeah.
that was about it. But no, community radio, I came from somewhere where it was very strict and it was all ruled by politics. Then I come here with friendly people, down to earth, you do what you want, you have a lot of fun, you
within
meet new people.
Within reason.
Oh, of course.
And it's still ruled by politics now.
Yeah, we're trying to get Mr. Slash off the air. I don't think it's going to work.
Yes, but don't tell anyone, Carlo.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, whoops. That was a board secret.
Yeah, great. Now everyone knows.
Now, it's all about fun.
Removing Mr. Slash from air.
No, seriously, I've had a lot of fun this broadcast.
There was a time when it was all about removing Mr. Painter from the air, but...
Yep. Although, actually, Richard, you have improved a lot in your broadcasting, I think.
Yes.
You do a good... I was listening to your show this afternoon, and you put together a really good show, I think. And we're not bragging either.
We're actually quite serious.
Okay, keep going.
And Mr. Matt?
Oh, it's my turn now. Well, community radio is all about getting behind the mic. And look, everyone's stolen my ideas. This really helps now, doesn't it?
Something new and original, please, Matt.
Well, you can come and sit and control this equipment, etc. That's all.
Don't forget about beating a poor little photocopier in the back of the room.
Oh, well, we won't talk about the
not
photocopier.
Not to mention the air conditioner.
But yeah, you'll be, if you do come in and like to get involved in Swire FM, people here will train you. We'll get you on the air within, half an hour of you arriving here, pretty much.
Yeah, Richard was like that. He walked in the studio and I had him on the air in 15 minutes. And the following year, he sounded awful. But then all of a sudden, just when the board was arguing to saying, can you get rid of Richard Painter, he sounds dreadful, all of a sudden, he come good. He sounds great.
Doesn't that tell you something that someone was spying on the board meetings?
No, it just means patience is a virtue. In community radio, keep giving people a chance, keep giving them a go, keep letting them have their own little bit of... Because people like to own their own show. People like to come here. They like to do things. They like to own their own show. So
I've been on this station for 4.5 years and I'm still no good.
I'll back that. Who
you
seconds?
Are you going to be any good, Carlo?
Mr. Slash seconds.
No. Your show has its place, as every show has its place.
You've got 12 minutes left.
Yes, we have 12 minutes left of airtime. It's 17 minutes to midnight. We actually are ceasing broadcasting at 5 to midnight this evening, which we'll explain to you shortly, and we are going to have...
That's 11:55 and 0 seconds.
Yes, we will be stopping the broadcast. So what you guys have to do is listen, because we're going to come back very shortly and we're going to have our goodbye song. Now, one of the most requested songs on my show during this broadcast, which I have to play for you tonight, is also one of my favourites because I've heard it so much on Swire, is Toya with No Matter What. This is Swire FM 99.9.
Wall to wall, back to back, so tight. The VIP is where we kick it for the whole.
Inspire FM
99.9.
Carlo, what you got something for you to us?
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to read this. As of midnight tonight, which is only in a few moments' time, Swire FM will cease broadcasting to allow another radio station to broadcast on the 99.9 frequency. So please support Swire FM, and it's... I can't even read... What's this? I can't even read it.
It's called laminating.
Okay, here we go.
The reflection of the light's in the way.
Okay, to support the full-time broadcasting of Swire FM, we ask all our listeners, that means you, to write a letter of support to Swire FM, Post Office Box 221, Doonside, New South Wales 2767. Make sure you put all good stuff in it, say that we're really good.
And yeah, of course, that's right.
Yep, address it to the ABA.
No, address it to Swire FM.
That would do.
Just seriously, I'll read the announcement, of course, as of midnight tonight, that is, in 5 minutes' time, well, 5 minutes to midnight, we will stop broadcasting, and that is to allow another station to broadcast. What Carlo was getting up to when he decided he wasn't able to read anymore, please send your letters of support to us at PO Box 221, Doonside, New South Wales 2767, and it will really help us in our bid to stay on air permanently.
Now, Swire FM has applied to actually recommence broadcasting as of the 1st of June 2003. Would like to thank all your listeners, and that means you, yes you, even you, Melissa, and members of the community for their support. Please don't forget to tune in to our live bands evening. That's tonight. Actually, you've already done that. Yes. Thanks very much. Thank you very much for doing that.
Please don't forget about our live bands evening is what we perhaps should say.
Yes, but Matt, I got to say, just quickly, I mean, taking pull off here, what you're playing at the moment, Grid Swamp Thing. Such a good song.
Yeah, we actually have about a minute and 30 seconds left of airtime.
Don't forget the website, swirefm.org. That's swirefm.org. Still happening when we're off the air. So if you want to find out what's going on, go to swirefm.org.
Well,
if you're actually interested in getting on the air in our next broadcast, when we do come back on air on the 1st of June this year, please call our office while we're off on 9676 2723 or visit our website, www.swrfm.org.
And check out the forms link, because...
The guest book.
Yeah, well,
you can actually
guest book and check out the form link.
Yeah, well, anyway, guys, we're coming very, very close to the end now. We have about 40...
Come on, get on with it.
It's going.
It's all right, Carlo.
There hasn't been this amount of emotion for the end of a Swire broadcast since 1992.
Anyway, guys, I think it's about to say goodbye. I would just like to thank all the members of the community.
The tension is killing me.
Everyone that has helped out Swire FM while we've been on air. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to these all broadcasters too.
Yes, we must thank everyone for being with us. And
now we get another 3 months of construction.
Yes, construction to the Swire FM studio here. We do things constructive while we're off air. But until then, guys...
Constructive or destructive?
Unfortunately, time has come to an end, so we'll say goodbye to you. And
au revoir.
Please take care, enjoy your Easter and stuff like that that will happen while we're off air.
Au revoir.
Until then, take care, goodbye, stay safe, and we'll see you all on the 1st of June.
And as usual, we finish with the song.
The song.
That's coming up next here on Swire FM. This Friday at midnight, Swire FM will cease broadcasting for 3 months to allow another broadcaster to use the 99.9 FM frequency. Swire FM is expected to return to air on the 1st of June 2003. We ask all our listeners to write to us at PO Box 221 Doonside, New South Wales 2767 and support our application for a full-time licence. Swire FM would like to thank you for your support and we wish you a happy and safe 3 months.
Across Blacktown, Fairfield and Holroyd, you're listening to SWR FM 99.9.
WRFM.
Triple J, we're on the Friday Night Hip Hop Show, and joining me in the studio has got two of the world famous Beat Junkies, Gemma and Faye. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Sorry, dude. People out there, if you go tomorrow night, when I say who's in the house,
don't say this.
You say D Style. So I go, who's in the house?
Yeah. No, no crowd pumping. Your music should be doing that.
He's a shy guy.
Used to be a shy guy. Maybe you can work some Bananarama into your set.
Who?
Bananarama.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. Till I met him, my guy. Yeah. Okay, maybe that suggestion didn't quite take. But that track that you just chose.
Oh, yes. I originate. That was the beat notes right there with Lark Professor.
And
that reminds me of like I'm at home right now doing my radio show.
Where's your radio show?
It's on a station called Power 106, and it's with the fantastic 4444, I have to do that every time. And we just play hip hop, and we're on Fridays, such as yourself.
Yep.
And we're on, matter of fact, we're on in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were listening on the way up here.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did enjoy it. Yes,
I have some more.
But
you chose another track.
Yeah, I chose another track.
Of the THC compilation.
From the THC, because this is what I'm going to be doing when I get back to the room right here. And this is also a track. I picked this basically because these are my boys back at home. Feel the Agony and J-Ro of the Licks and Chocolate Tie.
Yep.
Just had it, you know. Basically, this is just what I'm going to be doing back at the room when I get back, going to sleep and listening to this song right here.
You in the same boat by these
guys? No, he's going to sleep. He's afraid of the big green bugs.
I'm not afraid of it.
Come on.
Mello, if you're out there, man, meet us at the room when you're done with that club, and we'll see you later, man. Be kept out. I know what's going on with you.
Metro in Sydney. Mm-hmm. You can catch D-Styles, J-Rock, Mello D, and also in Melbourne coming up the week after, Prince of Wales, down in St Kilda.
What's the date on the Melbourne one?
Melbourne.
I'm sorry, Melbourne. My dumb American accent.
March 9th. There we go. Guys, thanks so much for coming on in.
Thanks for having me.
Once again.
Triple J.
Oh, yeah. Turn this up, folks. To you, Trill. The biggest, greenest, blindest, livest buds on earth. I be African black, jacket and sack, pushing in the back, switch back. Pulling up the hill and folding dollar bills to Vegas out the bills. When it comes to burning it down, I'm real. If you got it, I'm sparking. By the time I reach my target, everybody looks retarded. Why you had to get me started? I puff back to back, sack to sack. While you dad the track, I'm the cat with the yak. White Willow, Kush,
purple haze. Average 20 blunts a day. One double my age. And grand for my birthday.